Kate Brown had run for Secretary of State twice when she replaced Governor John Kitzhaber in early 2015. Still, many Oregonians did not know much about her. They're getting a crash course this fall as Brown seeks election to the last 2 years of Kitzhaber's term. She has a sizable advantage in money and polling over the Republican candidate, Salem oncologist Bud Pierce. Jeff Mapes has this profile of the Democratic nominee.
Kate Brown's good cheer has been a big part of her appeal since she suddenly became governor 20 months ago.
I look forward to working with you to move Oregon forward. Are you with me? I can't hear you.
Brown quickly put the chaos surrounding John Kitzhaber's resignation behind her. It helped that she had a friendly Democratic majority in the legislature, which gave her a steady stream of bills to sign. She mostly avoided bad headlines or even saying anything provocative.
I want to tackle issues facing Oregonians and open the door of opportunity for all of our people.
Brown's short tenure will be tested November 8th when she stands for election to the last 2 years of Kitzhaber's term. Unlike her predecessor, she rarely challenges Democratic orthodoxy. Here's House Republican leader Mike McClain.
We've had the same political bent of our agencies for a long time, 30 years. It's time to drain the swamp. One thing I know is Kate Brown is incapable of doing that.
Brown portrays herself as steadily handling one crisis after another, from a mass shooting in Roseburg to the Malheur Refuge occupation.
What I would say is, in spite of it all, we have been able to make significant progress that opens the doors of opportunities for Oregonians across the state.
Yet even some of her natural allies wonder about her leadership. Steve Pettery is conservation director of Oregon Wild. His frustration boiled over in June. He thought the governor's office was trying to hide her early support for a wolf bill that environmentalists didn't like.
We've had 2 years of Kate Brown now, and we sort of lurched from environmental crisis to environmental crisis with no overarching narrative.
Brown insists she is firmly taking control of the sprawling state government. She's certainly been a part of it for a long time. She started in the Capitol as a women's rights lobbyist. Then she was in the legislature for 17 years and Secretary of State for six before she assumed the governorship. Former House Majority Leader Val Hoyle says Brown is more willing than Kitzhaber to let others take the lead.
She isn't going to be the person that stands up and knocks heads together, but I do think that she'll be the type of governor where, on the power of relationships with people, she'll be able to get people to get things done.
Brown says one of her proudest legislative achievements was devising an alternative to two proposed minimum wage initiatives. Each would have dramatically hiked the wage floor, and each drew huge business opposition.
I could have chosen to done nothing and let those ballot measures play out at the ballot.
Instead, she assembled a group of labor and business leaders to see if they could cut a deal. She said it showed that she wants to reach compromise when she can.
We had folks hold up. We pushed and prodded. We got ideas and concepts from them. And all of that helped inform the proposal that I laid on the table.
It was no grand bargain, however. The business negotiators didn't accept her proposal, saying the wage increases were too steep. But in Oregon's current political dynamic, that didn't matter. Brown's biggest attempt at bipartisanship failed. She was unable to gain the Republican vote she needed to raise money for transportation projects. She says it is a top priority for 2017. Meanwhile, Brown boasts of signing the nation's first law to phase out coal. She spearheaded a law automatically registering new voters through the DMV. And she okayed a law requiring employers to provide paid sick leave. Brown still sometimes shows discomfort with her sudden ascent into the spotlight. After one big speech before hundreds of business leaders, she audibly sighed with relief.
I know this might surprise people. I still get nervous in terms of public speaking. And so I'm working on it. I just got to be me.
Yet in a tumultuous election year nationally, her own race has been remarkably calm. Two recent polls show her with a wide lead over Republican Bud Pierce, who remains little known. Jeff Mapes, OPB.
For more coverage of Oregon's governor race, go to opb.org/election2016. You can also find more Northwest news at nwpr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Northwest Public Radio. I'm Seth Maynard.